Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hello, South Africa, and welcome to this week's Offshore Fishing Report, brought to you on the 28th of April, 2022. And South Africa, I must say, we are in for a treat with the long weekend coming up. Cooter competitions all over the place, good fishing reports, the weather is starting to clear up, and it is looking very positive for this upcoming weekend as we have reports of Dorado, Marlin, Tuna, I'm talking some really huge tuna, as well as some fantastic bottom fish. So let's kick it off up on the north coast of KZN, Sadwana Bay, where the fishing has been a little bit quiet due to the debris still around. However, the guys that have ventured out have seen a lot of skipjack as well as some fantastic marlin activity. But what about St. Lucia and Cape Vital? Well, we've got our correspondent, Mr. Jeff Ashwood, to give us the rundown of what's been going on over there.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Fatbike Fishing St. Lucia. Yeah, the fishing has been difficult of late. Have been a few yellowfin tunas and skipjacks and here and there the odd kuta, but it hasn't been easy. Guys have had to work hard. It's been a competition on the go this last few days, and even them have all been struggling. Around the jolly, there's been a few fish coming out on drop shot. It hasn't been easy. Cape Vital, the kutas are there, but the water's a lot cleaner up there. You know, obviously the water's a lot dirtier down at St. Lucia because of the mouth that's open. Till the next fish. Cheers, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Another fantastic report. As always, good to have your ears on the ground. So we've got yellowfin tuna, the odd kuta, as well as skipjack in St. Lucia, but there's definitely kuta at Cape Vital due to the cleaner water. Now, is that the same case in Richards Bay? Well, we've got a new correspondent, and her name is Ellie, and she's from Spinner Tackle in Richards Bay. She has a very well-presented report. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and guys, this is what's going on in Richards Bay from Ellie.
Hello, anglers. My name is Alida Grobler. I'm from KZN Richards Bay. As we all know, this month for April have been a bit hectic, but that won't stop us dedicated anglers. This weekend, Mincinsini will be hosting the Kuta Classic, and we will be hoping for great weather and some awesome fishing. As for deep sea fishing, the guys have been smashing the rubber lips and salmon as well as the snook and the kutas. In our estuaries, the grunters are feeding and the shads are back. From our harbour, the water is clearing up, but the garricks have arrived sooner, and grab your rods and gaffs because the fish is back and even bigger. Keep your lines tight and your reels lubricated. Screaming reels to all.
So much for that, Ellie, and we are thrilled to have you on board. We can't wait to hear the report of the competition next week from you. But moving on from Richards Bay, onto Mthunzini Banks, where we've got our friend Nick with a very good report of what's been going on. And this is what he had to say.
Good morning, Vinesh. The mornings are getting chilly. On the fishing side, we start off in the river. The guys are still catching river snapper, a lot of river bream, and one youngster was busy fishing away on Sunday, and he was reeling in a river snapper when an oxeye tarp and jumped into his boat. We do have the oxeye tarpons in our river, but they're not very commonly caught, so well, that was quite an unusual occurrence. So I had to stop fighting the fish to get the tarpon back in the water, and then he continued. Deep sea, the guys are getting ready for the Kuta Classic, which is going to be fished on the weekend. We have over 100 anglers and 40 odd boats, which is quite a big turnout. We think it's because we haven't had this competition for the last 2 years, and that's why there's such an interest We have a lot of out-of-town boats coming, which is very good for the town. The guys fished on Sunday. They caught, well, they mainly were going for cooter. They did get cooter, but not very big ones. I think the biggest was 18 kilos. The other game fish that we caught is brassy kingfish, and some of the guys also got bottom, mainly the sling and cob, not many rockers or anything else. Well, everybody's all excited and getting geared up for the weekend, and for the guys that are fishing Tata.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. It's always great to have your report, because you are definitely our number one correspondent in Mthunzini Banks. Now, moving on to your other areas in the North Coast, Tugela's in Kwazi, Tindimena and Ballito. Well, guys, the inshore fishing is still rather difficult. So if you are going slightly further out, the reports have come through with some good bottom fishing, so that is going on really quite well. There is the odd cooter around, and there's also been reports of a few snook in those areas, but you're gonna have to really still be careful of the debris in the water. What about Umhlanga, Durban and surrounding areas? And with the Ski Boat Festival coming on this weekend, this is what Brad Krubler had to say about it.
Well, the fishing for the last week, guys, the sea is cleaning up a bit, but there's still a very, very strong current running south to north at about 5 kilometers an hour. We have managed to get some very nice rock hard and bottom fishing this week. One or two little baby dorado around the ship's area. We didn't try for cooter because of the muddy water and the dirtiness on the inside. But yeah, guys, things are cleaning up, so hopefully by next weekend we should have nice weather and cleaner waters to catch some decent fishing.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. With the upcoming Kuta Festival, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to report on off Durban and its surrounding areas over next week. Now, moving on to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we've got our correspondent, Brian, who's been keeping a close eye on what's been happening with the water conditions in the area, and this is what he had to say about it.
Hi, Vinesh. Yeah, I still haven't heard much about the fishing. News has been pretty slim. However, Sunday, I was on the beach, and the watercolour is definitely improving. There is definitely a colour line, still quite far out, but the blue water is coming back. Birds have been spotted up and down our local area, and I've been hearing reports of snook making an appearance. However, nobody's really catching any yet. Not many people have been going out to sea. They've only recently started going out and mainly targeting bottom fish locally. So, in terms of game fish, still been pretty quiet with that. But with water improving, hopefully this weekend is a good one. And the weather, I think, is going to be pretty stable for a day or two. So tomorrow, being a holiday, the guys hopefully should get out and get some fish. Have a good one. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. Another good report with what's been going on. And yes, we will be keeping a close eye as to what is going on over this long weekend. So guys, now some good news about Scottborough. Last week was pretty dismal with how bad the conditions has been after the flood, but the community has got together, and we've got Mike from MTD that's going to tell us all about it. So here is Mike with what he has seen in Scottborough over this past week.
Yeah, how's it, man? Yeah, it is clearing up, thank goodness, eh? It's clearing up quite nicely, actually. It's getting fishable again. Some people are starting to get out and fish a bit again. The main beach had a major cleanup with a lot of manpower and TLBs and what to get all the junk off the beach. And the water's looking okay. There's already a couple of little cob and stuff that's come out, and it is cleaning up. So thank heavens for that, yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. And guys, I can continue what Mike has been saying, because of our other correspondent who has reported that there has been the odd cooter and snook. So with that water clearing up, it's only bound to get better. Now, for my news of the week coming out from your areas of Port Shepston, Shelly Beach, Yuvongo, Margate, Ramsgate, and Port Edward. Guys, this has been an absolute epic week. In fact, we just got the reports as the guys were fishing on Wednesday, which was the Freedom Day holiday, and the catches has been absolutely fantastic. And in fact, some of the anglers has reported this has been their best day fishing ever. So the guys have been catching some tuna, some very good tuna at that. Quite a few prodigal sons that's been on the bite, as well as bottom fishing. Now, the social media pages has been exploding with the amount of catches that has been coming out from the bottoms. However, as always, the sharks. Yes, the tax man has been taking the bounty, but the angler still has had rods bending throughout the entire week. So the water is clearing up. It's actually at that perfect conditions. The weather is looking good. And this long weekend is set to produce some fantastic catches. So guys, this brings us to the end of our KZN report. Now moving on to East London, where we got our friend John from East London Skibo Club with his report for this week.
Yeah, Vanessa, fishing report for East London area for the past weekend and for the coming weekend. Quite a few boats went out on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, amid the rain and not very good weather. And on the Saturday, some nice fish came out, and the red steenbrass were feeding nicely, as in the past week. But the current, the Gullis current, was running quite strong. Temperatures were nice and hot out there, about 25 degrees. Most of the boats that went out fished deep off the shelf. And as I said, the current was strong, and nice fish came in. And then on Sunday, some boats went out as well. And again, some nice fish were caught. Some coppers, Miss Lucy's, some soldiers, big soldiers were caught, and butterfish, as well as carpenters. Very nice again. And the current, what was nice, the current had died down quite a bit. As you know, I mentioned last week, the Bottom Fish Nationals are starting tomorrow. Tonight is the opening evening. We got 17 teams from all over the country, two ladies teams, quite a lot of excitement. The teams are all arriving here to do the registration and so on. I took my team out to practice today. We launched at Kwalega and went into the shallows because it was quite rough out at sea, quite rough deep. And we went in shallow, and the fish in the shallows were feeding. The water temperature was lovely, 22 degrees, which is not really common here. We normally run between 17 and 19. And as I said, it was 22 degrees, and the fish were feeding wildly. We caught lots of yellow bellies, Scotties, soldiers, black steenbrass, or punsies as they call them. There was quite a lot of, there was some salmon caught. I think we got all in all 8 or 9 species. We released most of the fish and tagged quite a lot of fish and released them. So we had a very good practice on the 10 kg because this nationals is 10 kg line class. A couple of boats launched out of East London to do practice as well today, and also some nice fish. They went off the 5 mile, which is about 8 km out, and some nice coppers were caught, Miss Lucy's, and also some other nice fish. So all the teams are looking forward to a very, very good nationals. Just looking at the weather forecast for the next 5 days, it looks as though it's going to be nice tomorrow, Thursday, and then Friday morning it's okay, and then in the afternoon there's very strong westerlies coming through. Saturday, westerlies coming through up to 60 kilometers an hour, so I'm sure we're not going to be put on the water in those kind of winds. And then Sunday, also quite strong westerlies between 30 and 40 kilometers. Not sure what's going to happen there. But obviously, it's early forecasts and things will change. So, yeah, Vanessa, I'll report again next week and give you a full report of what fish were caught over the 5 days and the top teams, etc. So, yeah, have a good weekend, and everyone having a holiday tomorrow. Looking good for fishing, yeah, in the Eastern Cape, so the boats can go out and enjoy some fishing. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, John. Guys, I just want to give a big, huge shout out to John. He is so busy at the Bottom Fish Nationals, and he still made time to get through this report, and such a detailed report with what's been going on in East London and such a variety of fish. John, it must be where every possible species that is in your waters, you have got them over this past week. So guys, the conditions are looking good for Friday. Saturday and Sunday predicted to be not so good. However, as John said, it is still very early days and the competition is over 5 days. So we are really looking forward to next week's fishing report off East London. But what about Port Elizabeth? Well, as always, we've got our friend Lando from Alcox Brothers with this week's latest report. And this is what he had to say.
Hi, guys. Yeah, the last week I told you guys that the Tuna Classic was coming up and they had it this last weekend. And I tell you, it was a really good comp. I think there were 31 boats that entered and there were lots of nice tuna caught. They were all between 5 kilos and up to 45 kilos. The biggest fish of the tournament was won by a lady, and that was a 45 kilo fish. They had 2 days of fishing, and there were a lot of tuna out there. I mean, the guys saw them jumping. So the guys that want to get out there and do some trolling or bait fishing, and then you know, the fish have been on the surface a lot, so the guys should get out and take their poppers and throw some rooster poppers or some plugs and catch them on the surface. I mean, they'll have a great time. I know there's a lot of that smaller tuna around also, so you know, if you want to troll with some smaller lures off the points, off Cape St. Francis or a couple of K's out off the Cape Recife area, you might get some tuna close in, you know, within the 5 kilo range. You know, you get quite a few of those 5 to 10 kilo fish. So, yeah, if the guys want to get out, just wait for the weather patterns to improve. I know there's 1 or 2 days that are not looking too good coming up. But, I mean, if you can get a gap, especially the bigger boats, I mean, the bigger boats can go out in slightly rougher weather. And, you know, if it's worth getting out, I mean, if it's not too rough, the guys should get out and do some trolling and they'll have some good tuna fishing. But after that, we'll see next week what happens. If we get some good weather, I'm sure the guys are going to be going out for some keelback, a lot of the reef fish. I know there's been some big elf along certain areas that are quite close in, so around the reefs there's been some nice big elf coming out, especially along the Cape Recife area. So yeah, guys, get out there and have a good one. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. Always great to have your input of what's been happening in Port Elizabeth. And yeah, well done to that lady angler for getting that 45 kilo tuna, especially on comp day. That must have been a fantastic achievement for her. Moving on to Jeffreys Bay and Cape St. Francis, where we've got a report from Mr. Theo Herbst of TJ's Bait and Tackle. And he reports that the water conditions are very good. They're very clean, very nice for edible fishing. The deep sea side, the guys are getting a lot of keelback, some cob, yellowtail, and some very good bottom fishing. Slow pitch jigging is doing pretty well, with all sorts of species being caught, and your water temperature for the area is 18 degrees. Moving on to your areas of Plettenberg Bay, Stillbaai, Straysbaai, Kahnsbaai, and Hermanus, as well as Betty's Bay. Well, guys, conditions has been okay. Not too many reports coming out, apart from the odd yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, and snook. But Gordon's Bay, well, what a fantastic report that has come out from there over this past week. We had reports of some fantastic fishing. Lots of anglers going out, lots of boats going out, because the weather conditions are an absolute peach out there. The catches has been on tuna as well as hake. And with the Offshore Classic on this weekend, we are certain next week we're going to have a lot more to report on. But moving on to Somerset West, we've got Rudy with another fantastic report of what's been going on in that area for this past
week.
For
you. Simonstown gave some yellowtail that I heard of, some good yellowtail in actual fact. Then the tuna is still out there. I had the opportunity on Sunday to go out and have some fun on the sea myself. Bit of a choppy sea, big swell, so was a bit uncomfortable. We started off slow first, got 2 fish in the morning, and then it went dead. And then just after lunch, we came across a big shoal of tuna and had some fun. really had some good fun. We caught on jigs and then bait and poppers. You know, we had really good fun. Then on Sunday as well, there was a marlin caught from a boat out of Hout Bay and a couple of longfin tuna that I heard of. And then also there's quite a lot of choker around. Buffalo's Bay, Kalk Bay, Simonstown. Lots of choker. But sort of same report as last week. All the fish are offshore. Inshore, it's very quiet. Rock and surf side, yeah, there's lots of fish. But other than that, it's mainly offshore, eh? This weekend is the Tuna Classic. So that will be good fun. The deep has been good. Tuna has been biting. It's all fun. Oh, and the boat on Sunday. I think it's also Hout Bay or Simonstown boat that got two Dorado on Sunday. Yeah. So yeah, it was a nice trip out. Enjoyed it a lot. Let's see what this week delivers. I think the Oaks are running tomorrow. Friday, and then the weekend is a Tuna Classic, so the Oaks that participate there, I'll get some feedback from there also. But yeah, that's all I've got for you for this week. All the best that side, and go well. We speak soon.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. What a fantastic detailed report, and I am glad to hear that you have also been out fishing. So guys, moving on to Hout Bay, where the fishing has been phenomenal. We've got one of the best guys that we could have got as our correspondent, and his name is Sean. You know about him. He reports every week. You got to hear how excited he was about the fishing for this past week.
So yes, good morning all. Our Tuna Masters Cape Town event, international event, took place on Sunday with huge success. 23 boats, over 150 anglers, some world-class fishing. At the end of the day, anything in the 80s didn't even qualify for a prize. The winning fish was 114 kilo big eye. Unfortunately, it didn't break the record and win the 115,000 rand. However, it did take the main prize, which was a Ray Marine full setup. Thanks to Ray Marine for the sponsorship again this year. Guys, yesterday the fishing was again on fire. So at the moment, the tuna fishing in the Cape is absolutely on fire. That's all from me. Not much else to report. A little bit of snook, I believe, at the point in Yellowtail. And that's it. Cheers for now.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. Well, the fishing in Hout Bay is on fire. And geez, can you believe it? Just missing out by 1 kg for breaking the record at that competition. Now, for the rest of Cape Town, we've got our correspondent, Mr. Linton Naki, who's always got his ears on the ground. And this is what his report has been of Cape Town and surrounding areas.
Vinny, some interesting news coming out of Cape Town and Hout Bay. A blue marlin was landed by one of the vessels. I'm not sure what the vessel's name was, but the fish wasn't released. It was actually shown on the gantry. So it was caught this week, but a proper blue marlin. Then there's been a lot of yellowfin tuna at the back again. But the charter boys have done very well. The commercials as well. On the local front, once again, all I can say is one word, Galjoen. They were even getting Galjoen off the plot at Straspy over the weekend. So it shows you what can I say? Galjoen and more Galjoen. I'm actually getting sick and tired of reporting about Galjoen. I know some of the guys there went out with the rubber ducks just for the blast of it, and they got some hotties. Oh, Cape Bream, if you want to call it that. Funny enough, in the Langebaan Lagoon, one of the guys on the duck caught a bus of a mackerel, like the bait mackerel. So it's quite weird to see what's coming around our coast lately.
Vinny, I can confirm that blue marlin weighed 276 kilos. Unfortunately, it couldn't be revived. I also heard that the commercials are catching yellowtail between Seal Island and Cork Bay.
Thank you so much for that, Linton, and thank you for that intel on that blue marlin. We've all may have seen it on social media, but you've also heard about it here on Angler News South Africa. So guys, that was Linton's report of Cape Town and Langebaan. Now, just a round of our SA offshore report, we are in Namibia, where, just like Linton is tired of reporting on the Kalyun, all I can report on is the cob. Guys, for the last few weeks, the last month and a half, it's just been cob, cob, cob. That's all the reports I've been getting from our correspondents in Namibia. So guys, that brings us to the end of another week of fishing reports. We are looking forward to this long weekend. It is the Kuta Classics that's going on, as well as quite a few other competitions throughout the country. So I am certain our correspondents are going to be having their ears on the ground. From me, Vanessa Grimm at Angler News South Africa, I wish you a fantastic long weekend. Make sure to stay safe out there. And hopefully this report has managed to get you into the feeding zones you are aiming for. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.